USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The U.S. preparing to send 1,000 more troops to the Middle East. This is new pictures released from the Navy showing evidence Iran behind the tanker attack in the Gulf last week. The photos show Iranian boats putting explosives on the two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump gears up to announce his re-election campaign. On Twitter, the president writes, "Big rally Tuesday night in Orlando, Florida. Looks to be setting records. We are building large movie screens outside to take care of everybody. Over 100,000 requests. Our country is doing great, far beyond what the haters and losers thought possible, and it will only get better," exclamation point. In other news, Gloria Vanderbilt, who built a fashion empire, has died. She was 95 years old. Her death confirmed on TV by her son Anderson Cooper on CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Most people remember where they were when they saw on TV the infamous O.J. Bronco chase in California. Believe it or not, it's been 25 years since the most infamous police pursuit in history. USA Radio's Chris Barnes remembers now.
Over 95 million people are believed to have been watching the white Ford Bronco lead police on a low-speed chase through Southern California on June 17, 1994, inside O.J. Simpson. At the wheel, Simpson's friend Al Cowlings, who was on the phone with police much of the time.
Right now, we all okay, but you got to tell us back off. He's still alive, so he's got a gun to his head.
And eventually, O.J. himself took the phone.
Please, just toss it out. You're scaring everybody, man.
I'm not going to hurt anybody.
Simpson eventually surrenders to police, but in the end was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 22-year-old gunman killed in an exchange of bullets with officers outside the federal building in downtown Dallas.
The shooting occurred shortly before 9 after the building had opened for the day. The man fired several shots at the courthouse but did not strike anyone. Matt DeSarno of the Dallas FBI office identified the gunman.
Shortly after the incident began this morning, officers from the Federal Protective Service engaged a shooter. He was later identified as Ryan Isaac Clyde. He was taken to Baylor Hospital and pronounced deceased on scene.
As a precaution, police conducted a controlled explosion of the gunman's vehicle. I'm John Clemens.
Tensions remain high in Phoenix, Arizona after a video goes viral. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
The family at the center of a viral confrontation with Phoenix police say they don't accept apologies from the mayor and the chief of police.
The family has described the apology as a sham because the police officers involved in assaulting this family are still employed by the city of Phoenix.
Reverend Jared Maupin, the spokesman for Drayvon Adams and his pregnant fiancée, said activists and celebrities from around the country have wrapped their arms around the couple. Cell phone video shows officers pointing guns and yelling threats at Ames and his fiancée, Aisha Harper, and their two young daughters after the family said their daughter stole a doll from the Family Dollar store. The family has also filed a $10 million lawsuit against the city, claiming police officers violated their civil rights. I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.